This show is sponsored by D-Drops. When I was exclusively breastfeeding my daughters, my doctor told me that our milk doesn't actually provide enough vitamin D, which is vital to our health, especially our babies. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends breastfed and partially breastfed infants to receive a vitamin D supplement of 400 IU per day from birth onwards. Baby D-Drops are designed specifically for breastfed babies. They're organic and contain only two simple ingredients: fractionated coconut oil and pure vitamin D3, and it does not contain any preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors. You can just drop some on your baby's bottle, a pacifier, a clean finger, and give to your baby. You can find D-Drops easily at your local Walmart, Target, or even Amazon. If shopping on Amazon US or Canada, you can use my code BLOOMFIELD10 for 10% off your order. That's code BLOOMFIELD10 for 10% off your Amazon order. Try D-Drops today. Now let's get back to the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. This is Cozy Little Convos. I'm your host Alice, here to chat all things baby toddler sleep tips that don't stress you out, with a sprinkle of parenthood mum life talk in here as well. Whether you're expecting a baby, you're a first time mum, you're a seasoned parent needing a safe space to learn all about sleep, you're in the right place. Getting better sleep is not one size fits all, and I'm here to help you feel confident and supported in your baby sleep journey. So let's get on with the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope you're doing all right. For today's little chat, first of all, it's raining here, which is really, really weird. We don't get a lot of rain where I live in Arizona. And so it always like throws me off when we get random rainstorms. But anyway, for today's little chat, I am desperate to talk about Love is Blind season 6, because that was basically my life last week. Anytime the girls were asleep, anytime I went on the treadmill, I was watching it way too late at night. But it was a lot of fun, honestly, and I won't share any spoilers because I don't want to ruin it. But I just had one thing to say about it, and I need to know if you noticed this as well, because I can't stop thinking about it. So as soon as the couples got back to Charlotte, or even when they were on holiday, like right after they all got engaged, when they were interacting with each other, I feel like they talked to each other like Instagram comments. And I don't know if you know what I mean. I can't decide if it's because they're like Gen Z, Gen Z, and I'm technically a younger millennial, but most of them were around 30 and I'm 32, so it's not like I'm that much older than them. I just felt like I was miles apart from them in terms of language, even though I'm not American, obviously, but I don't know, it just felt weird. Like, I just noticed the girls specifically, they would be like, oh girl, he is not it, after they literally broke off an engagement. Like, this is really serious. Or they would say, not you blushing, like with really serious topics. They'd be using these catchphrases that I always see on Instagram comment. One of the girls who I loved was talking about her dad, who's no longer here. And when she was talking about filing out the marriage license, where she had to declare that he was no longer in this earth, she literally said, not me writing deceased. And I don't even mean to laugh, because that shocked me so much. It just like felt like such an interesting thing to say about such a deep topic. She also said period on her wedding day. I just didn't know that people talk like this in real life. Or is this just Love is Blind? I don't know. Is it a single person thing? Or is it a no kids person thing? Maybe it's just me being completely out of the loop. But that made me laugh. It was great. I enjoyed it. Also kind of had me rolling my eyes a little bit. But please let me know if you noticed this. Send me a DM over on Instagram at CozyBabySleep. Because I don't know, I'm happy to discuss. Also, after much deliberation and suggestion from many of you, I'm currently watching One Tree Hill. So I'll keep you posted on how that goes. I absolutely love me a good 2000s teen drama. I think that's actually my happy place. So anyway, let's crack on with our topic of today's episode, which is night wakings. And let's be honest, all babies will wake in the night relatively frequently at some point during the first year, because they've just experienced a major life transition of being born. And I can only imagine how it would feel going from living inside a cozy womb, 24-hour jacuzzi, to seeing the bright, busy, cold, crazy outdoor world. And honestly, there is no need to think up an excuse. Night wakings are just the reality of having a little baby. But I wanted to share a deeper look into what is common, what's normal, depending on the age of your baby or toddler, so that you can stress a little bit less and sleep a little bit more, which is what my page is all about, right? So this episode is going to be in two parts. I want to share with you the trends that I've seen with my own one-on-one sleep clients, those who have followed my sleep shaping and sleep teaching online programs, and the feedback that I've received. And I'll also share my own experience with my two babies and how they have matched up. After which I'll talk about and address and discuss the available research on all babies. So not just babies who have learned how to initiate sleep independently at bedtime, usually through sleep teaching or training. And I will reference and link the studies in the show notes, of course, because you know I'm all about research-based information. I love a good heart-to-heart, parent-to-parent convo, and I will always share when something is my personal or expert opinion. But I really do base all of my content from research. I think that's very important for this to be proper information that I'm sharing with you. So let's talk about what's normal for babies at each age, according to my experience as a sleep consultant, when it comes to night wakings. And I'll go through these by age ranges, the first being newborns, 0 to 8 weeks. I typically consider newborns 0 to 12-ish weeks, 0 to 3 months. But for this section, we're going to be talking about what to expect in terms of night wakings for a newborn ages 0 to 8 weeks. Now, keep in mind, if your baby has been born early or prematurely, I always take into account within the first year, really, their adjusted age. So if they were born 4 weeks early, you would use their age from their due date, not from when they were born. So if they are 6 weeks old, but they were born 4 weeks early, you would consider them to be 2 weeks old because they're actually 4 weeks less because they were born 4 weeks early. So keep that in mind. So newborns 0 to 8 weeks will wake up in the night frequently. I'm talking 2 to 4 hours at night is absolutely normal, and you shouldn't be worried if this is happening. Sometimes during growth spurts, times of illness, or just for no reason at all, it could be a lot more wakings. I've had nights with my girls at this age where they woke every 30 minutes to 1 hour all night long. Thankfully, it didn't become a norm. If this is your norm, you're absolutely in the right place to get longer stretches of sleep and learn more. Welcome. Please stick around so I can help you. But night wakings at this age is absolutely expected and normal. And more often than not, between 0 and 8 weeks, they're waking up for milk. Their tiny little tummies are so small these first few weeks, but those first day, your baby's little tummy is the size of a blueberry. So they can really only drink small amounts of milk at one time, resulting in more frequent feeds than if they could, you know, if they had a bigger stomach, where they could have less frequent feeds but drink more. So typically around this age, we're looking at 8 to 12 feedings within 24 hours. This is incredibly similar for both breastfed and formula fed babies. In my experience as a sleep consultant, my girls have always leaned towards the 12 plus feeds per day around this age. But there are some babies that just are bigger and they can take in fuller feedings, and so they can have less. At this young age, they also might be waking for comfort too. And I think this is important to remember that it's not all about food. It's not all about milk. And if you haven't read about Dr. Harvey Karp's theory of the fourth trimester, please make sure to check out my Instagram post explaining it. I will link it in the show notes for you. But let me summarize it quickly. This theory basically explains that your baby is born 3 months too soon, and you should treat your baby in the first 3 months of life outside of the womb as if they were still in the womb, because they still require that closeness. They still require multiple feedings per day because they're used to having a never-ending supply of food through a tube, being warm and cozy in the womb, and we should treat this transition as such. And as I said, go onto the Instagram post to do a little deep dive into that. But basically, newborns will also just wake in the night just needing comfort. And honestly, that is where other sleep shaping tips come into it. If you're brand new here, I highly suggest getting started with my free night waking guide. You can find it in the show notes linked. It's absolutely free, and it's a great starting point for how to approach these night wakings where they aren't hungry. Some newborns at this age are total unicorn babies, and they're sleeping 5 to 8 hour stretches after they've gained enough weight back that first week of life. So make sure to check in with your child's pediatrician to see what they recommend in terms of how long they can sleep without a feeding at night. This looks different for every single baby, and I always suggest that you check in with your child's healthcare provider first. But generally speaking, doctors will often say that once baby is back up to their birth weight and gaining weight steadily, you can let them wake you for a feed rather than you waking them for a feed. With limitations, of course. Every baby is different, and I take that seriously. Again, make sure to check in with your pediatrician for specifics on your baby. Let's move on to newborns aged 9 to 16 weeks. How long will they sleep at night? So we've established that 0 to 8 weeks, lots of wakings, is very, very normal. But some babies can sleep longer stretches at this age, and that's also fine as well, as long as they're gaining weight. Moving on to age 9 to 16 weeks, they're beginning to get into a more normal day-night rhythm as their body begins to produce melatonin. They're often able to sleep longer stretches of 4+ hours overnight as their stomach has stretched, and they're able to get fuller feedings, which is a big contributor to brilliant sleep overnight at this age. Some babies will even sleep through the night up to 10 hours straight at this age. But I will say this is somewhat unusual and shouldn't be expected. At this age, with my cozy baby families, I usually see 1 to 3 feedings overnight. This was around the same age that I started to notice the fruits of my labor with sleep shaping. My eldest, I began sleep shaping around 8 weeks old. With my youngest, I was already a seasoned sleep consultant, so I knew what I was talking about, and I had a lot of fun with sleep shaping right from the start, but with a lot of flexibility, I will say that. I was very chill. But regardless, between 9 and 16 weeks is when we really started to get our longer stretches, and that was with both my girls. A couple of times, we totally got the 8-10 hours straight, but only a couple of times. For us, at least, this was never a sure regular thing just yet. But I have worked with clients where this was their normal. And as long as baby is gaining weight well, then it's absolutely fine to let them sleep for this long. But don't be stressed out if they aren't yet. That's really the message that I want to get across. Both of my girls had great nights at this age with long stretches, as I mentioned, but then also nights where the longest stretch was 2 or 3 hours at this age. So it's still the newborn stage. They're still so tiny. It's still very much unpredictable at this point. But this is what I've seen in my experience as a sleep consultant and a mum myself. Typically, we're still looking at 1 to 3 feedings overnight, give or take. But some babies really do sleep through the night as early as this age. My babies didn't consistently. So I'm just going to put that out there. So let's move on to babies aged 4 to 6 months old. A decent amount of babies can sleep through the night with 1 to 2 feedings at this age, and sometimes a full 11 to 12 hours without a feeding. Now, this is more common if your baby is taught to initiate sleep at bedtime, usually after some sleep teaching with the help of the Cozy Baby Sleep Course, shout out, for ages 4 to 24 months. You know, they have an optimal sleep environment, excellent sleep hygiene practices, all talked about inside the course. If your baby is being rocked, fed, bounced to sleep, or anything similar, it's common that they might wake up more than this overnight. So keep that in mind. I also want to add that it's very natural for your baby to go back and forth at this age with feedings. This is totally normal. Try not to feel frustrated. I know that that is easier said than done. But I'm going to say that again. It's very, very normal for your baby to go back and forth with night feedings. At this age, yes, but also just in general, as they begin to drop their overnight feedings over the course of the next year, the first year of their life, give or take. Some days, they might sleep through the entire night, 10 to 12 hours after you've done some sleep teaching. Other days, they may have a feeding or two. During growth spurts, they may need that extra feeding for a few days more, or even a few weeks, or their bodies are just kind of getting used to feeding less overnight and getting in those calories during the day, and it just takes a few weeks of going back and forth to adjust. Many parents, I find, will be frustrated if this happens because they think if their baby could sleep through the night once before, or for even several weeks at a time, it's really easy to think that they must be able to do it and they should be doing it again and forever if they've done it before. But you have to be realistic. They're just so still teeny tiny and young at 4 to 6 months. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't have excellent sleep or have them sleep through the night with a quick feeding before bed, like with a dream feed, or a quick feeding in the middle of the night and have fabulous naps in the day. It just means that You have to have a little bit of patience for a couple more weeks or months to get them sleeping that 11 to 12 hours straight on a regular basis. I promise it's coming so soon. If it's already happening, absolutely enjoy. I'm so happy for you. If your baby isn't quite there yet, please don't stress. You're not behind. Both of my girls still had night feeds more often than not at this age, usually between 1 to 3 night feedings. So let's talk about babies age 7 to 12 months. This age is where things start to become a little bit more consistent. Yes, there are definitely potential regressions from developmental progress happening at this time with crawling, standing, and some babies are even walking at like 9 months old. But for the most part, it's getting there with sleep. Now, before I continue, if you're worried about sleep regressions or you're experiencing one right now, make sure to sign up for my free sleep regression mini course that goes over multiple sleep regressions in the first 2 years of life. It's really detailed. It is kind of podcast style. The link is in the show notes for you to sign up for that. It's absolutely free. Now, 7 to 12 months is the age where your baby begins to move on to 2 solid naps in the day, and they either can sleep through 10 to 12 hours overnight completely straight without a feed, or sleep through with 1 quick feeding. With cozy baby families, I most often see that all night feedings are dropped between 9 and 12-ish months old, but anywhere between 6 and 12 is common. I don't want you to think that it's crazy if they've dropped it earlier. I think that's great. So let's talk about toddlers age 13 to 18 months. And this is my final section for today in terms of night feeds. This is where it can get tricky, and many people can have differing opinions on this. So I want to be sensitive of that. But in terms of babies who are taught to initiate sleep on their own at bedtime, the majority of babies by this age will have dropped all regular feedings at this age. Of course, if they are sick, if they are teething, if they're having an off night, if they're going through a regression due to learning how to walk, which is common at this age, I think it is still absolutely appropriate to offer feedings to keep them hydrated if they wake overnight or just for comfort. But for the most part, regular night feedings are dropped naturally by now, especially, I would say particularly, if your baby was taught to initiate sleep at bedtime, in which I go through that on the Cozy Baby Sleep course. Even though it's very normal for feedings to be dropped by now, many toddlers still wake 1 to 6 times per night at this age. And this is usually because they're having trouble falling asleep without parental assistance, and therefore they need help getting back to sleep by parents when they wake up between sleep cycles. So what could just be a simple partial waking from sleep, which we all do, we all wake partially throughout the night, every single night, adults, children, babies. This partial waking can then turn into a full-blown night waking, and toddlers can become super hyperactive, cry a lot, scream, want to play, even if it's 2 a.m., which is just a lot. And in my opinion, night wakings at this age feel a little bit different from newborns or earlier months because it's been a good year of baby's life. You're pretty tired at this point, and you may have seen some great progress with sleep, so regressions can feel like you're taking a huge step back, and it can just really shock your body a little bit again. But that's what we're looking at between 13 and 18 months. So that's what I've seen happen with my clients and other sleep-taught babies, or just unicorn sleeper babies. But let's have a look at actual research and data. So I'm going to try and sum this up in a few key points so that it's not information overload. But I'm going to reference all the studies in the show notes if you're interested in learning more. I know that I love to do that kind of thing. So if you're wanting to dive deep and really get into it, that's great. I'll link that for you. But I'm just going to sum it up for you for those that don't really want to go through all the research. So just to preface, this data is not just sleep-taught or trained babies. So this is just babies in general. From the research that we have available to us currently, we have found that by 0 to 2 months, the majority of parents will report several night wakings, which is similar to what I said in my experience, which of course is developmentally appropriate because newborns require feeding every 2 to 4 hours during the day and overnight. By 3 to 5 months old, researchers found that the majority of parents reported at least 1 night waking. 50% of parents say that their 2 to 5 months old longest stretch of sleep overnight was about 5 hours. By 6 to 12 months old, the majority of parents reported at least 1 night waking, and many claimed that their babies slept for more than 10 hours per night consolidated, so with no night wakings or feedings. 15% of parents reported that their 12-month-old had not yet slept through the night more than 5 hours consecutively. So this is, like I said earlier, like this is where there's a lot of range, like 6 to 12 months. It can be anywhere between nowhere near sleeping through the night to sleeping all the way through the night, and they have been for months and months. Interestingly, another study found that babies aged 6 to 12 months woke up around 3 times a night on average. However, the other studies suggest that many parents with babies at this age report only one night waking overnight. It's reported as normal for infants and babies to wake anywhere between 3 and 4 times per night, but that many infants are able to quietly fall back to sleep on their own without parental intervention. So when this happens, parents can often have no idea that their baby has woken up in the night, as they didn't call out for them, or they only woke up for a few minutes and then went right back to sleep. So, I mean, honestly, if you want me to do a whole episode on partial wakings, let me know, because I would love to do that, because they are fascinating. But when I say sleeping through the night 10 hours straight, it doesn't mean that they're not waking up. We all wake up throughout the night. It just means that no parental assistance is required to get them back to sleep. It means that they're able to get more consolidated sleep by going back to sleep themselves. And as a result, you don't have to get up and you're getting more consolidated sleep. So kind of a win-win there. So let's sum that up for you. I kind of want to tie it up in a bow. Newborns will likely wake up multiple times a night, even though it's possible for newborns to sleep 8 to 12 hours straight. Yes, it happens. And it's not necessarily bad for them at all. In fact, if this is happening for you, I think you should rejoice and enjoy. But it's not necessarily the norm. So if your baby isn't doing a huge long stretch of sleep overnight yet in their bassinet or their crib at this young age, you are not alone. So please don't stress. My babies were getting some good nights at this age. I know this is because I was very invested in sleep shaping and optimizing their sleep as much as I could. I used my very own sleep shaping techniques for newborns from my Cozy Newborns course to gently stretch their sleep overnight in the bassinet and to help them sleep in their own bed instead of on top of me. But this process was extremely up and down. And if you ever have a chance, go back to my newborn life highlights on Instagram. I have 2 of them. There were nights where we were up every hour, and then there were nights that we got 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 hours straight, and I was celebrating and loving life. But it was very up and down. Babies between 6 to 12 months old is a very mixed bag. The research suggests that many babies sleep through the night at this age regularly, but not all. My girls both fell within this range, but closer to the end. My oldest slept through the night consistently around 9 to 10 months old, and then my youngest, Isabel, slept through the night more consistently around 11 to 12 months old. With that being said, when I say more consistently, instead of, you know, they slept through the night since then, this is because we have had weeks of growth spurts, teething, off night, random regressions, traveling, stuff like that, where I needed to give my babies feeds again, on and off. Even now, as I'm recording this episode, my youngest is almost 2. And if she's teething, I give her milk at night. And I'm just okay with that. So I'm just going to put that out there. But from around 9 to 12 months, they were sleeping through the night without parental assistance more often than not. So I'm sorry if that's confusing, but baby sleep is not linear. And I just want you to know that even an expert that knows what they're talking about, I don't get the perfect sleep patterns. And that's because sleep isn't linear and babies aren't robots. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox there. But by 12 to 18 months, most babies who are falling asleep independently at bedtime are sleeping through the night more often than not. As I mentioned before, there are often regressions, as there is a great deal of growth around this age, but for the most part, they should be sleeping a lot better than they were the first few months of life. And that's it. That is my summary of night wakings and realistic expectations. If you just feel like you're constantly struggling with your baby's sleep, I am here to help you. As a mum of 2 myself, I understand how challenging it can be to go without sufficient sleep, especially when you're caring for a newborn, a baby, a fussy toddler. If you've got 2 under 2, 3 under 3, the effects of sleep deprivation can range from physical fatigue to extreme emotional instability, making it extremely difficult to enjoy your baby and to become the parent that you want to be and to get yourself out of postpartum anxiety and depression. And there is no shame in needing support to improve your sleep. And as a sleep consultant, I am here to offer guidance, resources, and practical solutions to help you and your family achieve better sleep and a healthier, more balanced lifestyle, absolutely guilt-free. If you're up every 2 hours, every 4 hours, replacing the pacifier, nursing, co-sleeping, whatever it is, I can help you out. And we can get your baby sleeping 10 to 13 hours straight overnight with age-appropriate feedings. If you're ready to get started right now, I have a variety of self-led sleep guides and courses that walk through step-by-step plans for teaching your child to sleep using methods that are totally safe, loving, and research-based. I'll show you what to do at bedtime, how to handle every situation, how to help your baby or toddler sleep through the night so you can start enjoying your evenings, resting up for a full day of parenting, or just simply spending time with your spouse. Whether you have a newborn baby or a toddler, I've got you covered. Just click on your baby's age in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. It's a topic that I find myself repeating information from over and over and over again, so it definitely deserved its own episode. I hope you're feeling hopeful in your pursuit of more sleep in the days and the weeks and the months to come, with a healthy dose of realistic expectations to reduce that stress around sleep perfection that can so often come with sleep teaching or training. And I can't wait to chat with you next time on the next episode. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into Cozy Little Convos. If you liked it, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me so much in continuing to create helpful content for you. So thank you in advance for all of your support. If you haven't already, go ahead and join us over on Instagram at Cozy Baby Sleep. Give us a follow. I'm always posting really helpful, in-detail sleep tips over on my stories. And it's a good time, so join us. In the meantime, if you are struggling with sleep, just know that you're not alone. There's like thousands and millions of us out there that have been struggling as well, or that have been through it before. I'm here to help you, and everything's going to be all right, okay? I'll be back next time for more, and I'll see you then. Bye.